No, we knew it was going to be a tough game. You know, they've been really good here at home, so we knew it was going to be a tough game. But we came here to try and win the game, and I thought we played some great stuff at times, and I thought we were unlucky not to get the win in the end.
I mean, it was a strange game, isn't it, with two goals so early on?
Yeah, it was. We're just talking about it. I think we scored after a minute and they got one after three. But, you know, we picked ourselves back up after the penalty, and we went again, and, you know, I think, as I said, I think we're unlucky not to get 3 points, but coming here it's a tough place to come, and we'll take the point and we'll move on to next week.
What about the penalty? I mean, some 6 or 1.5 dozen the other, I don't know.
Yeah, I think these sort of things happen in the box all the time, but I didn't even think it was that bad. But I mean, it's difficult when you're on the park to see actually what's happened, so, you know, it might look soft on telly, it might look like a stone wall, I can't say, but from inside the park, we were all shocked that he'd gave a penalty.
Yeah.
I think even the Burnley players were shocked to give a penalty, to be honest.
Is that their reaction? Because
they weren't claiming for a penalty, or they were just surprised as us.
Yeah, because his shirt seemed to rise, and maybe they thought that was because he was holding it, maybe that swung out.
Yeah, I mean, the referee said that he had a big handful of the shot, so.
What about for you? Back in the side, I think it was mid-October, wasn't it, Leeds, when you got injured? What's it like to be back in?
It's great. I mean, it's... You know, we've got a fantastic group of players, and when you're out of the team, you're desperate to get back playing with the boys because, as I said, we enjoy playing football together, and we've got a great team spirit. And, you know, it was unforeseen circumstances that Uwe couldn't play, but, you know, it was great for me that I managed to get back in after training this week. So, I love playing with the team, and was delighted to be out there.
And the team's kept winning while you've been away, which I know you may not think is a great thing, but obviously it is good, isn't it?
It's great. I mean, we're a close-knit team, and whoever comes in, you know, we're desperate just to keep picking up the points and keep ticking on, and hopefully at the end of the season we'll be where we want to be.
Well, I know one former manager used to say, point away, 3 at home, that'll do you, won't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we knew it was going to be difficult, but I thought we played really well today, and we're unlucky not to get the win.
Talk about old managers. What about this manager? What's he doing differently to times past, and things to just inspire you to sort of keep this promotion push on?
I think for me, the main difference is we can mix it up. We can play, we can go along. We've got different players in the team that can do different things at different times, which is it's great. And I think we're surprising some teams with how we're playing. But as I said, we've firmly got our feet on the ground, and you know, in training, we're pushing each other all the time. I know myself this week, I've been you know, training as hard as I can, trying to get back in the team. And as I said, all the boys are doing that. So if you've got the jersey, it's up to you to keep it. And if you've not, you're pushing the boys that have got the jersey. So it bodes well for the future.
Is this Albion side a little bit more streetwise, maybe, than teams of the past?
It's difficult to say. The main thing for me is that we can play different ways at different times, which I think helps us. Mm. And even throughout 90 minutes, we could have 10, 15 minutes where we do something different. So, I mean, it's good. And, you know, I think, as I said, we're surprising a lot of people.